Can our hormones make us cheaters? This is Sandra Tinglo with the Lowdown on Science. Most discussions about cheating focus on ethics, but psychologist Robert Josephs of the University of Texas at Austin wondered, are hormones involved? So Josephs and team had volunteers take a math test. Each scored and reported on their own test. But Josephs sneakily baked in a reason to cheat. People could earn a few dollars for higher scores. Before the experiment and after, Josephs collected saliva samples to measure hormone levels. What happened? Some students indeed faked higher scores. Saliva samples showed most of these folks had higher starting testosterone and cortisol levels. Afterward, their cortisol level dropped. Why? Testosterone makes us fearless reward seekers, while cortisol is linked to being stressed. So, Joseph says, cortisol makes us stressed enough to cheat, and testosterone gives us the courage to do it. The proof, he says, is the lowered cortisol level afterward. That indicates stress relief. Instead of cheating, how about some yoga and a eucalyptus candle?
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communications and 89.3 KPCC. On the web at lohdownonscience.org.